New Orleans officials are fast-tracking work on a broken sewer line that briefly had them considering dumping sewage into the Mississippi River. The New Orleans Sewage and Water Board adopted an emergency declaration Wednesday to fix a valve on the line in the Gentilly neighborhood. The Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate says the declaration will speed up the bidding and repair process. Crews discovered the problem on December 2nd and tried for hours to get the broken valve open. As sewage backed up, the agency considered dumping it in the river to prevent it from spilling onto streets or causing an even more serious blowout. Activists say Louisiana should reject a planned $9.4 billion plastics complex because at least one slave cemetery is on the grounds and others may be on recently purchased property that remains unstudied. The company says it respects the burial ground it has found and is working with state officials to protect it. An archaeological survey made for the company concluded that the land where four human burials were found was probably a slave cemetery because there were no records of it and the owners of the plantation in question were not buried on their land. However, archaeologists say the bones might be those of Civil War soldiers. Orleans Parish Superintendent Henderson Lewis says he's looking into policy changes after Wednesday's school bus accident sent nine children to the hospital, Jess Clark reports.
In an emailed statement, Lewis confirmed reporting that the bus involved had not passed the city's safety inspection and that the driver did not have a permit. He said the district's recent efforts to improve bus safety have not been enough. Nearly all schools in New Orleans contract their bus service out to private companies, and there have been widespread safety concerns. Lewis says his staff is exploring options, including policy changes. No word yet on what those changes would be. The accident on Wednesday occurred when a bus driver carrying 15 students for James M. Singleton Charter School lost control and overturned on the I-10 high-rise. Nine students were injured. The district says all nine have been released from the hospital. The bus company, Hammond Transportation, has not responded to requests for comment. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
Cynthia Perkins, a former Livingston Parish school teacher and wife of former Livingston Parish Sheriff's Deputy Dennis Perkins, has filed for divorce. An attorney representing Cynthia Perkins tells the media that she claims her husband has made sufficient threats against her and she is fearful of him. Both were formally charged on 150 combined counts, including rape and child pornography. Federal regulators have vastly scaled back a plan to make more shrimp nets include sea turtle escape hatches. A conservation group calls it a dangerous departure. The proposed rule would have required about 5,800 inshore shrimp boats to use turtle excluder devices, but the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration today made a rule public that applies to fewer than 1,100 boats. The new rule takes effect in April 2021. Officials expect it will save as many as 1,160 sea turtles a year, but that's about 1,300 fewer than the estimate was for the 2016 proposal. When Joe Burrow accepted the Heisman Trophy Saturday night, the quarterback might not have realized it, but his heartfelt speech put a major spotlight on the issue of hunger in Southeast Ohio. The impact is also being felt in Baton Rouge. President and CEO of the Greater Baton Rouge Food Bank, Mike Manning, says Burrow is making a difference.
Joe spoke from his heart and his personal experience, and he attended school with people who were in a situation of being hungry. You know, a lot of his classmates, a lot of his teammates. So for him to bring the perspective and raise it on such a national stage just was so profound.
To make a donation, you can ask the United Way for your local area food bank.